Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are joined by Helper City Mayor Lenice Peterman, as well as Ryan Pollock from Utah Power Credit Union. We're talking about some pretty exciting work coming out there in Helper. Major money coming to improve the Castle Gates Cemetery. It's a pleasure to have both of you in here today. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
So for people who might not be too familiar with the history of Helper and why these Castle Gates Cemetery improvements are needed, why is this important to the community?
Well, it reflects the history of the community. You know, we had a big event last year on March 8th, which was the 100th year anniversary of the Castle Gate explosion, which killed a huge number of people. And we want to make sure we're honoring that heritage and the hard work that they did and the danger they put themselves in.
You know, it's part of this area's history. Coal mining and Carbon County just go hand in hand in history. So we need to honor those who kind of came before us, help lay the groundwork for what now has become modern Carbon County. And this is a great way to kind of do that. So as we've kind of gone through the process of looking to improve this cemetery, you guys have received a lot of funding from grants, private donors. It's been a great process.
It really has, Aiden. And I think the story that's told here is the community supports the community. And we have been working for over a year on some fundraising efforts. That's all community driven. And the best part is that as we've been doing these fundraisers, folks say, how can I help? How can I come and actually do some work in addition to the money? And so we're really excited for that aspect as well. It shows that it's an important asset for the county. And we're just so excited to get started on this project.
And the community around here just spectacular when it comes to stepping up with projects like this. They're always wanting to get involved. And that's what I love about living here locally is just so many people wanting to get involved in great causes like this. So let's kind of talk about the logistics behind it. You have the funding now. You've had some matches made. You have citizen volunteers. What comes next for this project?
Sure. Well, I just want to point out what a great public-private partnership this has been. And in small rural communities, that's really paramount to bring forth positive changes. So Helper City's thrilled that Utah Power and Ryan have stepped up and done a large bulk of the fundraising. And so what little we could do working with Carbon County Tax Advisory, we were happy to do to support the efforts.
Yeah, and we are going to get started. We started our fundraising efforts in earnest last year, as I mentioned, after the Castle Gate anniversary documentary filming, and we've been selling books about Castle Gate, and now we're ready to go. So we will be working with United Landscape out of Emory County, who will be doing some of the improvements. That will start on November 11th, and we'll be doing some repairs to the fencing, some pathway improvements, some gravel improvements, but then we're going to really call back on the community come spring to get their shovels and their rakes and their hose and come out and help us some more because there's more to do.
And you know, that's the thing is I'm sure people are going to be coming out in droves to help with this project. Now this one will go out to both of you. What's been your favorite part of this process, you know, get from start to finish, getting this funding and to seeing it getting underway? What's been the most enjoyable part of this for you?
Just really the community support is paramount for projects of this nature and is so very important. It's what binds us together as communities and helps us see value in each other. So that really is the key for me.
And I guess in addition to that, I love anything community focused, as the mayor said. But personally, I've learned a lot of my own personal history. And I actually was given a photograph of my great-grandfather standing in front of number two, which was where the explosion occurred. He was on the first crew that went back into that mine. And, you know, those stories are everywhere here. Everyone has a connection to Castle Gate and the mine, and that's why it is so beloved, because we all understand the history and the sacrifices that were made up there. And it's drawn me closer to a lot of folks in this community.
Now, we've talked about the public interest in this project. You know, everyone kind of tied to the history. Let's talk about the private interest in this. Ryan, over at Utah Power, why did you guys want to get involved in this project?
Well, because we could. to be honest, we saw an opportunity to do something good. We saw that there were people who were interested in helping, and we thought we can help ourselves and bring those folks together. We knew that if we approached Mayor Peterman, that there would be no questions asked whether she would give her support and help us with the Carbon County Tax Advisory, and they have been so phenomenal. And so how can you not, when you're presented with opportunities to do good? That's why we exist, and we're just grateful for it.
And this really connects everyone in the community. We talked about the local, the countywide, the private business. It's really incredible how many people are getting involved in this. It's just a good show of what can happen when the community comes together for a great common cause.
Absolutely. And I think that's really the key is, you know, building a project that is widely supported and everyone wants to contribute to it. And that's really how you move communities forward in any aspect, is bringing people together, collecting feedback, and then moving forward in the same direction.
Now, Ryan Linnies, unfortunately, we are running out of time. But is there anything you want to leave the listeners with?
See you in the spring.
We're so excited to get this underway and are very grateful for everyone's support. And stay tuned, because we'll need some more help from you.
Well, Ryan Linnies, it's always a pleasure to have you in the studio. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, our guests, Ryan Pollock and Linnies Peterman, we're talking about new improvements coming to the Castle Gate Cemetery. Lots of funds coming in there. Always exciting. And be on the lookout for come spring for some service involvement. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.